No lives matter after Kofi Dotsie. It makes sense. If we can protest over dead black boys, you should be able to protest your right to kill them. Call it a middle ground, because we know the feeling of being used by this country, then tossed aside like a Confederacy flag. You're right. Southern soil is trenched with your people's blood. You feel this extinction coming to blues, die at the same rates as blacks to the same hands. So how about we call it instead No Lives Matter? And when Charlena Lyle's dead body drifts onto the shores of Seattle again, every white woman in exchange births an empty uterus, carved out by bullet holes. The news forgot to say her name, so their memories follow suit. Every breaking coverage split evenly, because we are all equally unequal now. Each of them receive a eulogy that reads the same. Call it participation trophy. Seattle says this body is arced with the same privilege as theirs, so this time I pull their hair, say their skin reminds me of rotten mayonnaise, spit back cracker before their tongues roll a hard R, and this time they will believe me first. And when Todd lies before lamplights, ribcage on the street corners, calling out to his mother the same way Tariq died, we will call it white-on-white crime. Step across his body after branding him gang-affiliated as prosecutors force a plea to us. This will be music. Can you hear it? You want to participate so bad in a culture corn-rosed and code-switched to the bump of a 21 Savage song. Talk the ghetto talk as clocks tick-tock a life away, but the blood of martyrs runs deep. So we will hunt you a Trayvon, gun down a Sterling, gift you a Fernando, and we will wait for which one of you will sacrifice your body to the movement. We'll see which loose vernacular mouths will hashtag a protest, build you your new youth jails, quarter bodies, till it's filled to the brims with tainted futures the same way ours are. It's easy, right? Pretending like each fiber of muscle in your body is not slick with the privilege to walk away when pushed against conformity. So when we are both tired of the rage and lay our bodies on the street corners gasping, I can't breathe, our souls will stay marching for the boys we cannot leave behind. But y'all will wake up and realize not a single milky body is laid out. Still, not a single street sign is named after the dead. You will realize you march to the sound of your own feet berating the ground, and there ignorance blooms before a liberation could grow, before porcelain resistances crack open to reveal absolutely nothing.